This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online, and also on the Westwood One XDS satellite. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, from Cleveland, Ohio, by way of Detroit, Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I do that better than you do now. Jeez, I'm telling you. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, what a day, what a day, what a day. First of all, we have a situation going on in the Middle East right now, in the Gulf of Oman and in the Straits of Hormuz. Would it surprise you if I told you that Iran right now was engaging in cyber warfare against our ships going through there, including the tankers and the warships and the freighters and all that, by jamming radio communications, number one, and number two, by jamming the GPS, just hoping one of those ships will go off course, and then what's going to happen?
Well, they're hoping to cause some kind of confusion out there, and no, I'm not surprised whatsoever. Iran is basically a pain in the neck of, you know, civilization right now, and they're going to do what they can to cause problems, and maybe they want to cause a crash or something of that nature. And
they want to capture another ship. They want to capture another ship and hold it for some sort of ransom. That's what they're up to. By the way, they did raise the price of their oil to Asia yesterday. Starting next month, they raised the price of their oil that they sell, their light grade oil, to Asia.
Yeah, and they're probably going to blame the United States for having to do that. And, they're a pain in the neck. So, no, I'm not surprised at all.
All right. Now, let's listen to Lisa Booth from Fox News. She was talking about the Nancy Pelosi situation with holding the impeachment articles. And listen to the reason that she thinks it was done.
Quickly on impeachment.
Well, I mean, this has been the biggest anticlimactic movie that we have all been watching together, because everybody knew the end of the movie. We knew that the Senate wasn't going to get 2/3 vote to convict the president. Even Democrats like Brenda Lawrence, who is in a heavily Democratic district, said as much, right? So everybody has known this. Yet Democrats took us along this process. And Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, said today with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures that he thinks the reason Nancy Pelosi was withholding the articles of impeachment was to try to stick it to Bernie Sanders ahead of the Iowa caucuses,
yeah.
which is really the only thing that makes sense because Nancy Pelosi got nothing
yeah.
out of withholding the articles of impeachment. And the only thing she got was making this look even more partisan, even more ridiculous than it already did, which no one, you know, you couldn't
think
it could
have. I know, you see, the thing is they go on about, you know, oh, she's such a political genius.
I've been saying she is not.
Right, and she caved, like I said at the beginning, she caved twice because she caved to the demand to do impeachment in the first place. She knew it was going to be a disaster. Now she's caved on this.
Well, they are, in fact, and I agree with this, I believe that they're trying to tie up Bernie. They're trying to tie up Elizabeth Warren. They're trying to tie up Amy Klobuchar, Nancy Pelosi, that is, because her buddy, Slow Joe Biden, will be the only one out there on the trail, along with Mayor Pete and whatnot. I mean, he'll be standing in high cotton, won't he?
I believe so. I think Ms. Booth is onto something there. And Nancy Pelosi, you know, I've heard from time immemorial that she is such a political genius and that she's very tactical and this, that, and the other. But I think she's allowed herself to get painted into a corner that she's finding it difficult to get out of. So it's going to be very interesting how this plays out because, you know, Bernie has said, remember when he was running and Mrs. Clinton was running, he said that she was out to get him, and now
she was
dealing with now he's dealing with another powerful woman that's out to get him.
Yeah,
kind of an irony, but yeah, it's kind of a messed up situation for old Bernie.
Yeah, and it is what it is, and we'll just have to wait and see. By the way, Burisma, some information came out about Burisma. The Russians apparently hacked into Burisma. It means they got some information, oh, I don't know, about maybe Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the other people that were involved, regardless of where they were from or how they were from. How about that one?
Yeah, I think because of that information and other details, I think pretty soon you're going to hear the Bidens, or at least Hunter, trying to work out a plea deal, and hopefully they can, from their standpoint, hopefully they can get something going in that direction.
Well, technically he hasn't done technically he hasn't done anything legally wrong that we know of yet. I mean, taking money from somebody is not illegal.
Well, it's not maybe not illegal, but you know, it looks
maybe
bad.
Maybe unethical, but yeah. It's not illegal. All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, with more. Ron Edwards, the host of the Edwards Notebook. When we come back, we're going to play an Edwards Notebook for you. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, on a beautiful morning down here. And for you people out there where it's snowing, well, load up the family truckster and point it south. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's pretty darn bad to be lied to by FBI agents who convince you to cooperate with them concerning a legal matter. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards with today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Former General Michael Flynn had worked with FBI officials who were investigating his former business partner, Bijan Rafikian. Flynn ended up pleading guilty on December 1, 2017, to making false statements to the FBI during an interview on January 24, 2017, regarding his contacts with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. As part of his plea deal, Flynn met numerous times with the special counsel's office as part of the Hillary Clinton paid-for Russia probe. The false statements made were proven not to be purposeful, but rather the wrong answers to questions during an FBI probe that was itself tainted from the beginning. Flynn wanted to make a few corrections, after which prosecutors wanted to throw General Flynn into the clink and no longer want his testimony. Prosecutors are now gunning for General Flynn to serve up to 6 months of incarceration. Here's hoping that those who first put the Clinton paid-for Russia probe will themselves face justice. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards at the Edwards Notebook, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. Check them out at mossnissan.com. Now, they're currently, their inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles is up there around 350 plus vehicles, and anybody right now can afford to buy a new or certified pre-owned vehicle from Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. So all you got to do is check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, or stopping by one of their locations at U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, Crystal River on U.S. 19, home of Sassa Springs, Moss Wholesale to the Public on U.S. 19, or in North Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue for both Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. Let Moss put you in a new or newer vehicle today. And remember, all certified pre-owned vehicles come with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Now, they can also repair the ride that you're riding in with some of the best auto repair facilities and auto technicians across Tampa Bay. So, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, and that'll save even more money. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com. All right. Ron Edwards is with us. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Yep, it is a good morning again, for sure. Now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka was on television yesterday. Actually, he was on Newsmax TV. And he made the comment that the Iranians know that we support them. Because the Iranians are out in the street, and we can't see because the internet is not online there in Iran, but they're out in just about every major city protesting on the streets all across Iran. Huge crowds.
Yes, they are. And I'm really happy to see that. And I believe they do know that our president supports them. He did say so. And I'm sure the word has gotten to a lot of them. I was really kind of touched a little bit when they showed a picture of the Iranians protesting, and you know how they put the big American flags out there, and most of them would not step on the American flag. And I just thought that's very indicative in how the people of that nation are realizing who is the real oppressor, you know, in that area. It's not the United States. In their mind, they know it is their evil government. And you know that at one time Iran was an ally or a friend of Israel, and
sure they were
a very prosperous community, a very prosperous nation, and they're tired of living like this.
That was when the Shah of Iran was in power. You betcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. They also had a very modern military, and they were very modernized. As a matter of fact, there are pictures. If you Google Iran and you look at the pictures and look for Iran in the 60s and the 70s before 1979, you'll see the women walking around in miniskirts, and you'll see them at the beach in bikinis and this, that, and the other. You won't see that now.
Oh, heck no. Heck no. I mean, they're now walking in big black sheets. And their faces are covered up, and they get beat up, you know, by their husbands. And it's you know, that's the law of the land. It's the Islamic law. You can beat your wife and all of that. Just crazy.
And you can have more than one wife.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of potential there. And I think that somehow, some way, that the people can be freed from that oppression. It can be done. If they don't back down, unfortunately, I think that regime will start murdering more people, start using live ammunition against them. And but even in the midst of that, you just can't, you know, freedom is worth going to the ultimate, you know, if you have to lose your life, it's worth it, because to continue to live in such a way is just horrible. It is, they're like living in a death.
Now, a Wisconsin judge has ordered up to 209,000 voters' names deleted. Both the Democrats and Republicans are fuming over that, because what it is they were given, sent letters and whatnot, and given a certain amount of time to correct their voting status and verify they were who they said they were, this, that, and the other, and all that. And these people have not gotten back to the Supervisor of Elections office, so they have no choice but to delete them from the rolls and start over again. If they want to vote, they're going to have to turn around and do it again.
Oh, I think that's a good move. You know, we need to. I think we should be doing that in a lot of places, because a lot of folks that should not be voting have been allowed to vote. And if there's not a big cleanup, you're going to have a lot of people that should not be voting voting in this upcoming election for president. And so I think that's what that judge did is a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And Eric is chiming in saying the new Iranian revolution, there may be some organic parts. Obviously, let's see, that many people would not be out in the streets, and they did not know that they had white hat support. Really? Well, I think they, make America great. Yeah, I think they know. I think they know that the Americans are supporting them.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's why they're not stomping on the American flag. They know. They know we're on their side. And they know who's against them, and that is their own government. So, like I said, I think that if they continue in mass, it's got to be huge, that government will collapse, of course, with our help, with sanctions and other things. They can collapse out of the way. I really believe it. This is the time for them to do it. They've got an American president who supports this kind of stuff, and I think they're going to get it done.
Now, Bernie Sanders has got a big brouhaha going on with Elizabeth Warren because somewhere along the line he told Elizabeth Warren that a woman could not win the presidency this year.
Well, a woman like her cannot win. I think that's the truth.
Okay.
He should have refined and said a woman like you because I doubt seriously that if she'll ever win. So he's got a point.
Now, the other thing is, just a few days before the Iowa caucus, the president announced yesterday that he's going to have a big, and I mean a big rally in Des Moines.
Yeah, and I hope that, I believe also, not just hope, that it's going to have a positive impact on the situation in Iowa. I just do. I think it's a good thing to do, and it's good for him to show up and have such a rally. And I think politically it's going to be a good thing. I really do. So
now, finally, I got something that's right up your alley, and I know you're going to love this one. The Obamas, Michelle and Barack, have landed an Oscar nod for their documentary called American Factory. They bumped somebody that was a favorite that was supposed to get that. They bumped somebody, and they wound up with the nomination. Watch and see if they don't win the Oscar.
Of course they're going to win that Oscar. And I don't know about their little documentary. I won't see it ever. But, you know, it's par for the course. It's Hollywood. It's the Obamas. They're one big happy family. And, of course, they're going to give it to those guys. And, it, as you like to say, it is what it is.
It is what it is, and it are what it's going to be are. All right. We will talk to you on Thursday. Just stay low.
All right. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And, wow. Yep, the Obamas are probably going to get an Academy Award. Oh, well. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
It was an act of terrorism, and now 21 Saudi nationals training with the U.S. military expelled from our country after an investigation finds the Pensacola shooter a jihadist. Attorney General Bill Barr wants to see who he was in communication with, and Barr now demanding Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of our military at the Pensacola Navy base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone.
After al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do?
If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. We'll tell you more about them after we tell you about the beach and boating forecast. Well, today, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay, we're going to have some early morning sea fog out there. So if you're getting ready to go out on a boat, you might have a real surprise when you get out on the water. You might not be able to see where you're going, and that's not fun. So you're probably going to want to wait till daylight when the sea fog lifts. Now, today, it'll be partly sunny once things clear up. The winds start out at the southeast. They'll turn around to the west this afternoon. This morning, 7 to 10. This afternoon, anywhere from 10 to 20, with some gusts in there, 20, but about 10 to 15 with some gusts up to 20. Now, seas will be 2 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 69 degrees. The bay water temperature, 70. We had our high tide at 3:27 a.m., our low tide coming at 11:09 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club is a franchise-driven organization all around the country, and I might add also overseas, and we'll get to that in a minute, but they currently have 206 locations across the United States of America, many of whom, and many of them are located right where you're listening to me right now on the radio. That's Freedom Boat Club. Now, they've also got 3 locations in Canada, 6 locations in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français, and 1 in the United Kingdom and 1 in Australia. Now, here in the Tampa Bay area, we are the largest franchise of all of the Freedom Boat Club franchises, 430 boats, going to add another 200 this summer, 28 ports, going to add another 20 ports this summer, and they're going to go over north of Orlando and west of Orlando, come right up 441, go right up through through Tavares and Eustis and Lake County and Marion County, all the way up to Gainesville. How about that? Now, if you join right now, you will get $1,000 off. Everybody gets $1,000 off the membership. Well, now, if you're an active duty military person, a veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher too, you get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. Now, all you do is pay a monthly fee after that, and don't forget, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. All you have to do is go to Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay. Let's see, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more about what they have to offer. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, that'll open the door wide slap open for you. And that's what it's all about, opening the door wide open so you got lots to do and plenty to do it with, right? Now, Dan Bongino had a little something to say about the Soleimani, taken out of Soleimani and others. Listen to this.
Then we had CNN giving a platform to the hostage taker spokeswoman from 1979 in Iran. And then finally we have them parroting, almost without question, the Iranian line that the takedown of this passenger jet was an accident. There's no evidence it was an accident, yet we don't know that. How about you get back to journalism and tell the American people the truth? What's happening is really shameful.
The president shouldn't even need to even legally say it's an imminent threat. Soleimani just threatened us 3 days before he was behind the attack of our embassy. And who would think that he's going to give up attacks after that? He lands in Baghdad. The president had every right to take him out. I don't even know why he brought up imminent threat.
Brian, the imminent threat was Soleimani having a pulse.
His resume.
I did this for years at the highest levels of the Secret Service, designing security plans in some of the world's hot zones. It's not me trying to pat myself on the back. The taxpayer paid for it. It was a great job. I'm not trying to be anybody's hero here. I'm just suggesting nobody goes, hey, listen, do we do this or do that if they're going to attack now, or if they're going to, God forbid, to try to attack the president or operation tomorrow?
Right.
I mean, no, you evaluate a threat for being dangerous based on their past history. And you take action. This is common sense. Only a moron would think otherwise.
Now, let me just say something about the Iranian missile systems and the way they were set up. First of all, a commercial airliner has a transponder different than that of a military aircraft or, say, of a small private aircraft. The transponders are different. And the missile systems and the radars and whatnot on the ground know by picking up that sonar or that transponder signal as to what it is that's flying around up there. At least they're supposed to know, because that's the way it works. Now, did somebody get trigger happy and do whatever? Sure. Was it an accident? I don't think so. I think they thought they were shooting down an American bomber that was coming in on their position, even though it was going away from them. But then again, in the heat of the battle, these guys, they don't know what they're doing, half of them. So that's just my thought. And we'll see. We'll see what happens in the days and weeks to come. But it's all there for the taking, so to speak. And When President Trump drew his red line, warning Tehran that if it killed even one American, the United States would respond militarily against Iran, the regime never expected him to enforce it. His decision to kill Soleimani clearly stunned Ayatollah al-Khamenei and left his regime chastened because he actually decided to do that, now that we found out about it, back in June of this year. June of this year. Think about that. Now, that's pretty interesting. Now, I can tell you that in surveys last week, the American public is just cruising along with the president. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 48%. The economy continues to wow this month with the Rasmussen Reports Economic Index hitting 147.8 in January, up 3.5 points from last month and smashing through the five-year high. And with the Iraqi parliament demanding that the last 5,000 U.S. troops leave its country, many voters here share President Trump's view that after the invasion of Iraq, that it was the biggest American blunder ever, and fewer than ever consider the effort a success story. Now, most Americans now believe disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein was murdered in jail because he knew too much. And fewer voters than ever believe President Trump will be removed from office via impeachment, while a little changing plurality thinks that he will still be reelected in November. In other words, more people believe he's going to be reelected, and no fewer people are even thinking that that's not going to happen. And voters are evenly divided over President Trump's decision to have the top Iranian general killed. But as is generally the case, it's a party line vote. More voters, however, now fear that there may be a war with Iran, likely. We'll see where that goes. And a sizable majority of voters still believe that the campaign for the White House every 4 years goes on way too long. And about half complain that the Democrats are overdoing it when it comes to the debates. Well, I can't disagree with that one. Now, 41% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And overall, people believe the economy is what people will be voting about in November. And I happen to agree with that. And don't forget that when you're talking about all the different things that are going on here in America, that you can't forget about the fact that our military, we have the best military in the world, bar none. And I think everybody listening to me will agree with that. And we are a lot smarter because of the things that we are capable of doing than some people are when it comes to aiming at what we're hitting at and whatnot. And it's all good. It's all good. Speaking of good, Mixon's Grosside Cafe. Wow. 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm. Now, I know you've all heard of Mixon Fruit Farms, and those of you that are down here from the north, you get the little tourist book, and in the tourist book it says go to Mixon Fruit Farms. But what it doesn't tell you about is Mixon's Grosside Cafe, so check them out. Get on in there, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Tell them the captain sent you. They got great home-cooked meals and home-cooked sandwiches and salads, too. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Mixon's Grosside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. All right, I'm coming right back with more. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
for chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, and they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. Can't miss it. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And one thing that they'll do that the big box stores won't is Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we've got a call from Deborah in Clearwater. And good morning, Deborah. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Captain?
Not too bad. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give my opinion, and some people may think it's far-fetched, but I've been given a lot of thought to this jet that went down what all these people wanted, and I really believe that Iran shot this plane, and it wasn't by accident. I think there was someone or some people on that plane. I think I heard something about some British diplomats, but I think they did this on purpose. It was meant to happen, and they did it while all the missiles were going off to make it look like it was an accident, mm-hmm. which I don't believe it was. And I think they figured they could blame it on the United States. So that's what I think happened.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all. I mean, all things are possible.
And I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, well, there you go. And all things are possible. And thank you very much, Deborah.
All right.
All right, take care. And that's Deborah in Clearwater. We appreciate her call. Now, the other thing is that when you talk about the Democrats and you talk about the stories that are out there and you talk about the way that they try to make things sound and all that stuff, you have to understand the difference between what they're doing and what they used to be. Now, Democrats are destroying their own party from within, the likes of AOC, the likes of Omar, Tlaib, Presley, and others. They're tracking so far to the left and essentially creating a socialist communist camp that what they don't realize is that the number of people in their party that aren't buying what they're selling, and guess what? Guess what? They're leaving to join the Trump campaign. They really are. The numbers say that. Now, those in their party, the Democratic Party, realize that there is some panicking going on and that they will eventually have a base of hardcore leftists of about 30% is the way it looks like it's going to work out right now. The shock will be when they realize how many actually voted for Trump in 2020, which is going to happen. By the way, there was a poll yesterday that showed 34% of the blacks and wherever the poll was given, we're supporting Donald Trump, 34%. Now, I don't believe that the final tally for black voters will be that high, but even if it's 10%, 11%, 12%, 15%, that's still enough to hand them the election under any normal circumstances. And most of the Democrats are incapable of much of anything because President Trump is evolving a new brand of party using the GOP as its base, not a traditional Republican base, but just apparatus to serve as a foundation. And it consists of patriotic, ethical, responsible constitutionalists, Americans that love America, with a base of about 45% of the party currently. Now, in addition, there are the non-socialist, non-Trumpers that make up the establishment Republicans, the neocons, the never-Trumpers, and some of the libertarians, too. And they'll all have to decide where they want to be because they will divide themselves. And some will become socialists only because they'll cut off their noses despite to share their faces, if you know what I mean. And the remaining 12 to 15% will just exist in their own misery. They will never support Trump, and they may even be off on their own. Who knows? But what's going to happen is, and what we're seeing is, the Republican Party is actually transforming right in front of our very eyes. By the way, I told you yesterday about the deadbeat Ocasio-Cortez enraging the Democratic leadership because she refuses to pay her party dues, $250,000 for the last 3 years, refuses to pay her Democratic dues. Now, she runs the risk, not that they'll ever do it, she runs the risk of being kicked out of the party. Now, wouldn't it be something if they do that to make an example out of her? Because she's not the only one doing this. Some of her cronies are jumping along the bandwagon. So we'll see what happens here. Now, I want to remind everybody that Tuesday, January the 21st, at the Manatee County Fair in Palmetto, Florida, I will be on stage with Daryl Worley and Jessica Lynch and some other individuals and dignitaries, for the Palmetto Build Family Night and Veterans Tribute Evening. Now, 5:30, all veterans are encouraged that are able to to show up and assemble across the street from the fairgrounds at the Palmetto High School in the parking lot. There will be a parade that will start at 6 p.m. and it will come across about 600 or so feet to the Veterans Hall. They'll start at 6. They'll march right over to the Veterans Hall, assume the position, take their seats, and then a special appearance by Daryl Worley, who is the Nashville recording artist of the tribute song Have You Forgotten, performed for our troops, will be there. And also Jessica Lynch, former POW, author of the book I Am a Soldier Too. She's the recipient of a Purple Heart, also a Bronze Star. And she's now supporting and promoting PTSD causes. So she'll be there. I'll be there. Other dignitaries will be there. And the Food Bank of Manatee is the organization that's being donated to. So donations will be accepted to benefit the Food Bank of Manatee. You can either bring canned goods if you want or money, whatever the case may be. And don't forget, Palmetto Build. Palmetto Build is the organization that is putting all of this on. Tuesday, January 21st, starting at 6 p.m. Manatee County Fair. To find out more information, ManateeCountyFair.com. They're starting, they'll be open for business from January the 16th to January the 26th. So stop by and say howdy, howdy to them. Now, I got a few people that are chiming in here at the last minute. I want to say hello to. Hello to James, our certified paper relocator up there in Valdosta. And hello to Eric. And Eric, thanks for chiming in. Hello to Susie. Susie Q, how are you? And she says that the GOP is weeding out the progressives and corrupt folks. I believe that there may be some truth in that. Certainly, there's evidence of that. How's that? And Eric is going out to walk the dog. All right, I got that one. Don't let the dog walk you, Eric. I'm just kidding. And it's all good here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's all good. Now, again, little old deadbeat, Ocasio-Cortez. Watch for her to have some problems along the line, because I don't think the Democrats are going to let her get away with this, not paying the dues and being a member of the party. It just doesn't happen that way. Just does not happen that way. But sooner or later, they're going to have to put the rules according to Hoyle into play here. And I know if that were me, or if that were anybody that you know that hadn't paid their dues in 3 years, they'd boot them right the heck out. No questions asked. And you know it, and I know it. And I also know that we're kind of being given a gift here, watching all the different tit-for-tat stuff going on with the Democrats. Yeah, there's problems in the Republican Party, too, but guess what? It's not that bad. It's not that bad. At least we still believe in the Constitution and the United States of America. How's that? At least we still believe in that. All right, well, coming up tonight, we'll have a lot more. We'll have the Colonel on tomorrow, Colonel Jim. That's going to be a very interesting show. You're going to want to hear that, because you're going to get into some more details about Iran and all the things that are going on. In the meantime, have yourself a great day. Stay low. Stay out of trouble. Be careful. Drive safe. And remember, this program is all about we the people. We the people. They work for us, not us them. Have a great day. God bless America.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.